Welcome to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Yearwood Performance, Albuquerque Dragway, the Unser Racing Museum, and Swope Real Estate. Your host, David Swope, will be talking about events happening around the state and on the national scene, whether it's got two wheels or four wheels, pavement and off-road racing, or park and shine. If you are into it, we are into it. Call now, 994-1017. That's 994-1017 to get into all the action. Now, here is your host, David Swope.
Good morning. It's Saturday morning. That means it's time for the New Mexico Motorsports Report. I'm your host, David Swope, and we'll be talking about automotive and related motorsports activities around the state and on the national scene. Whether it has two wheels or four, asphalt or dirt track racing, off-road or park and shine, we'll be talking about it. This is New Mexico's only show devoted to motorsports-related activities with a full hour here on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. And want to thank all of you that are joining us on Facebook Live. Or if you're not yet, you can go over to Facebook Live and check us out. If you want to send a message in or a question in, right to my computer here, send us a text on the Yearwood Performance text line, 505-226-1442. That's 226-1442. And I tell you, I'm still trying to recover from Memorial Day weekend. Wasn't even a week ago. And a lot of fantastic races. And, of course, I want to give a shout-out to RJ. He's out on assignment today. And so filling in, Spencer Hill. How you doing, Spencer?
Hey, I'm doing all right, Dave. How about you?
Good. Like to first start off by congratulating you in the winner's circle. And I was a little confused. That was a really small car behind you. Talk a little bit about your experience down in Avado last weekend.
Really small car, really big man. You wouldn't really think that would be a two that would tango, but it was a great time down south last week. And, of course, a huge shout-out to Dustin Tilbury Racing and Irwin Racing for the opportunity. And, of course, Cody Dons, Jacob Johnson went down with us, too. We made it a boys' trip. Probably my favorite win to date. Not necessarily my biggest win. Of course, it was just a local legend show, but second time ever being in the car, first weekend in the car. This is how bad it was, Dave. Friday, I had to ask Dustin and Jason how to get in the legend because I didn't know. It was so foreign to me. There was nothing that I could ever compare it to,
right,
to any other race car. But we had so much fun and pulled off the big win on Sunday night.
Yeah.
It was a two-day show, of course. We were sharing the track with the Power Eye Series, that new Wing Series 360 sprint cars. That we talked to Chad Tensky and Adam Mollenkopf about, and I'm sure we'll probably get them on before their next race at Aztec for their
awesome
Aztec season opener that's coming up. But more on that in a little bit. It was a really fun time, Dave. Just a great memory for us boys to have down there, and so cool to be back in victory lane. Hopefully I can carry that momentum into tonight.
That's fantastic. That's right. Back to the sprints tonight. Saturday night, was won by Josh Jackson.
It was.
And so it was really cool to see he win, and he's been extremely dominant in the Legends. So to go down there and run door-to-door with Josh is fantastic. And then, of course, Winner's Circle shot, the two of you were in the shot there. And I tell you, that was a great shot when you consider at times, we didn't know if he'd walk again. We didn't know if he would drive again.
Yeah.
Much less win. But to see both of you smiling and happy to be at the track was fantastic.
It really was. Of course, when I crossed the finish line, crossed the scales, finally pulled into victory lane, a lot of emotions running through my head.
Sure.
Of course, we worked really hard that weekend to get that victory. Josh Jackson winning the night before, that was really special. Because Aiden Saunders, that's someone that probably I don't think we've talked about on the show yet, but I think he's up to 9 wins down there.
Oh, wow.
And before going into this weekend, I think he was 5 in a row.
Wow.
Just dominating down there. And he's been, giving Josh Jackson a big run for his money this year. He's been making it really tough on Josh. So Josh overcoming that on Saturday night was really cool. And then us on Sunday, and to have him in the victory lane photos, of course, down south, we don't have Southern New Mexico Speedway anymore, but Pato Speedway Park kind of took that over.
Yeah.
Really did kind of bring it full circle. Very emotional victory. Very cool moment for everybody involved.
Well, and I used to run Sandia Speedway, so seeing, of course, Dustin, Jason, and Josh, when I used to have to run them out from the big track, we called it, because they would sneak in from the quarter midget track. And of course, trying to handle those three on the track at the same time,
yeah,
and all the antics that went on with that was really awesome. But then, you know, having, you know, Jacob Johnson and having Cody in there in that mix too, it's like, I remember, you know, of course we didn't meet until later because you were racing karts, so you came up another path. But to see, it's like, hey, I knew all of them when we had to wipe their nose.
When we were booger eaters, yeah.
Yeah, it was like, it was pretty awesome. But also got to go out to Albuquerque Dragway myself on Friday night and watch the rods. And I tell you, if you haven't had a chance to go out yet, your next chance, of course, is going to be the Firecracker Nationals. And so let's jump into a little Unser Racing Museum event calendar and see what's going on. Let's get it started with Albuquerque Dragway, man.
Yeah, tonight kicks it off. Yearwood Performance presents Street to Strip 6 p.m. to 11 p.m. this afternoon at Albuquerque Dragway. Of course, they've been having a fantastic season. Really good turnouts. We were talking about All Out Call Out just yesterday,
yep,
too. That's coming up here in a couple weeks. Just a lot of fun moments coming over to Albuquerque Dragway. So Street to Strip shouldn't disappoint tonight.
Well, and as a matter of fact, tickets are sold out. So hopefully maybe the governor will loosen up and we'll get a few more. But as Jim Costa said on the Couch Potato Car Show on Thursday, had a little delay there. He goes, the all-out call-out is basically Street to Strip on steroids. And I thought that was a good call.
Hey, and you know what? I know it's sold out, but we got tickets, Dave.
Oh, yeah.
If anybody out there is listening right now and you're looking for two tickets to All Out Call Out, here's what you got to do. You got to go to the Couch Potato Car Show on Facebook, share the show, and you're entered to win. We're going to announce that next weekend right here on the radio show. But if you're looking for those tickets, just tell all your buddies, go to Couch Potato Car Show, share the show, and you're automatically entered to win. So really cool opportunity right there.
That's right. Yeah, I forgot about that. That was Thursday night. We had Jim Robert Costa on that was talking about the all-out call-out, and he showed up with the gold. He showed up
with
some
extra tickets. It really is gold, too.
Oh,
people
yeah.
are looking hard.
Oh, yep.
Everybody's asking for them right now. It's a really hot commodity.
Yeah, it's the only way to get them. So Couch Potato Car Show on Facebook. Just share the gallery, share the show, and it's just going to be a random draw. Somebody's going to win those. But you mentioned you're racing tonight. What's going on at Sandia tonight?
Yeah, I got a couple things going on at Sandia Speedway this afternoon. PCA meetup going on
right
on the other side. And Clay Oval non-wing sprint cars tonight. NMMRA's, I think it's our seventh race of the season. It's already getting to the halfway point this
year.
Wow. Yeah, things are really rolling. Going to be tough to beat Josh Grady. Caleb Seiss has been on the hammer this year. Mm-hmm. And somebody that we've talked about on the show before, Caleb Stelzig, the rookie this year. He is the heat race bandit. I think he's up to three heat race wins this
wow.
year. Might be four. He's really, really fast, impressing a lot of people out there. Some cool things going on over at the Clay Oval tonight.
I was thinking, that's a pretty unstickered car. I mean, what's the deal with that? Is he got a little family money, a little mob money? I mean, what's going on there? That car is wicked fast for no sponsorship.
You know what? They are doing it on a shoestring budget. The Stelzig family, of course, near and dear to my heart, too. Caleb's going to be running double duty tonight, too, which will be really interesting, running the micro and the sprint car for the first time. Of course, thoughts and prayers going out to his dad, Ryan Stelzig, who underwent surgery on his knee this week. So hopefully they'll be having a little extra help. I'm hearing someone that might be a familiar name to some, Cody Mansfield, going to be back in the pits on the wrenches. So
the other Cody.
So a lot of reunions going on in the dirt pits this afternoon.
Well, I'm telling you, what's with the number four? I mean, it's just sitting over there. Are you going to do some double duty? Or I mean, if you've been doing triple duty at work and stuff, but I mean, what's the deal?
So I haven't announced it yet, but I will say the 4S will more than likely be at the track on June 19th at Sandia Speedway.
Well, there you go.
So
awesome.
There it is. There's the breaking news right now. I'm not sure on the driver, but we'll announce that at a later date.
Well, there's no way I can fit in there, so we know it's not going to be me. But awesome. We'll look forward to that announcement. As a matter of fact, we got a whole lot more on the other side. We're going to catch up with Tommy Reagan and find out what's been going on with him. Hadn't been in a cup car since 2017. Was in a truck 2018. But we're going to catch up, see what he's got going on. You've been listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio.
101.7, The Team.
Hi, this is Henry Winkler, and you're listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report with David Swope, ESPN Radio. 101.7, The Team.
Be a St. Pius Sartan. St. Pius X has a legendary 65-year history with a high school experience second to none. Our graduates excel in college, career, and life. It's an exciting time on campus as we look to a bright future, and your child can be a part of it. June 7th through 11th, St. Pius will hold a Be a Sartan Week where you can tour, learn about financial aid, and fast-track your enrollment. Go to stpiusx.com or stop by between 9 and noon. Let's get your freshman or transfer accepted now. St. Pius High School, a legendary past, an exciting future.
Are you tired of sitting around the big dealerships waiting for the next step in the dreaded car buying process? Come see us at Car Pros Auto Sales. We have a great inventory, easy financing, and our 3-month, 3,000-mile free warranty. You're sure to find what you're looking for. Tell them, Laney.
If you're looking for a pre-owned car, low miles, great shape, can't beat the price, well, no need to go too far. For a trusted team that'll treat you right, high credit or low, locally owned, yeah, everybody knows it's Car Pros.
Hi, I'm Ben Lucero, president and owner of Indigo Mortgage, and proud to be a locally owned and operated mortgage company right here in New Mexico. Being local carries many positives for consumers, such as being able to meet face-to-face, you will receive quick response times, and all loans are processed here locally. And you will always talk with the same people from application to funding. All of our employees live here, and all profits from loan origination stay right here in New Mexico. Indigo Mortgage believes in supporting our local economy. And if at all possible, we use local vendors for supplies and technical support. I personally hire and vet all loan officers, and I assure you that your loans will be dealt with both ethically and with knowledge. Indigo Mortgage can offer the best rates and terms available on the market, so contact us today. On the net at indigomortgage.net or by calling 836-5700. That's 836-5700. Indigo Mortgage, because nobody cares more about your mortgage loan. NMLS 1-88-348.
Hi, Coach Bradbury here with a message from my friends at Clark's Pet Emporium. Clark's reminds you that the temperature in your car may be as much as 20 degrees more than outside. 85 degrees outside could reach 102 to 120 degrees inside. Please, don't leave your pets in the car. For over 45 years, Clark's Pet Emporium has been your pet's favorite weekly stop. Locally owned and operated with two convenient locations for all your pet needs. 11200 Manal Northeast or 4914 Lomas Northeast. Visit clarkspets.com.
It's 4th and 12 to game. Time's ticking. You need a clutch play. Touchdown!
That's right. Julie here with Roadrunner Ravens. We come through when you need us and where you need us with superior concrete and reliable delivery. We use the highest quality mixes for every project, whether it's a foundation, a porch, sidewalk, or large office complex. Roadrunner has your project covered, so trust in us to quarterback your next concrete job. 891-0100. Roadrunner Ready Mix. 891-0100.
Hey, race fans, this is NASCAR team owner Coach Joe Gibb. You're listening to David Swope on New Mexico Motorsports Report on ESPN Radio, 101.7, The Team.
The pit stop is over. Let's return to the New Mexico Motorsports Report on Facebook and at nmmotorsportsreport.com. Now, back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Yearwood Performance, Albuquerque Dragway, the Unser Racing Museum, and Swope Real Estate. Here is David.
All right, welcome back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio 101.7, The Team. And we talk a lot about speed. And so, you know, when you think about your business and speed, with your business, you know, you always want to make sure that you get paid, as quick as possible. And so that's why you got to check out the Electronic Money Company based here in Albuquerque. The premier provider of merchant services in this part of the country. They can provide you everything, with the most basic credit card processing system with a minimum of fees, super low rates, and advanced point of sale systems, All customer service issues are handled here in Albuquerque. You just want to contact Walt Holloway, Electronic Money Company, for all your merchant services. And I tell you, the key there is when you process a credit card, you get paid. I mean, sometimes it takes, you know, it takes 2 to 3 days to hit your account. They'll help you. And of course, as I tell Spencer all the time, there's only two ways to make a profit. Either lower your expenses or increase your revenue. Mm-hmm. So they do a little bit of both and get it to you so you can use it. But talking about a guy with a lead foot, joining us, Tommy Regan. How you doing this morning, Tommy?
Oh, man, I'm doing really good, David. It's good to meet up with you again.
Yeah, man. Well, I mean, of course, it seems only appropriate. We're racing at Sonoma. You drove there in a cup car with 55 with Premium Motorsports. And, of course, you've driven for, you know, some other teams, including B.J. McLeod, Jin Jo, and Norm Benning. I mean, what have you kind of taken away over your involvement in racing from driving for different teams?
Oh, man, a ton.
Yeah.
Driving for different teams as I've been climbing the ladder, it's just been really beneficial for me. You know, I was able to get just a lot of different perspectives on like how to prepare for a racetrack, how to analyze a track during the week prior. You know, between 2016 up to like the pandemic was just a huge learning and training experience for me.
Well, absolutely. And of course, you've been training, you've been working hard, getting back into the sport. But I'm kind of curious. I mean, we've seen some pretty horrendous crashes in the last couple of races. I mean, have you ever had a situation in a track? I mean, it just really scared you, man.
Oh heck yeah! I mean, you can't drive 200 miles an hour without stuff happening.
Yep.
When you're inside the car, first of all, I've been watching NASCAR my whole life. But when I'm inside that car, it's like 10 times more furious than what it looks like on TV.
Yeah.
So, you know, driving a race car 180 miles an hour in a straight line is one thing. But driving 180 miles an hour, doing a U-turn, and going 180 miles an hour the other way in 7 seconds was new to me. And then add a car inches off your front bumper, 2 off your sides, and 1 3 inches off your back bumper without wrecking the whole field. I mean, it's not something that just comes naturally. It was like 10 times more intense than what I had even imagined it, yeah, getting into the sport.
Wow. And of course, Cup's got a new car coming, and that Joey Logano crash immediately, you know, kind of went back to talking about safety, but I'm a little interested in the fact that they haven't addressed what the safety features are going to be in the new car. I mean, when you approach your team and you get into the car, I mean, what are the things that you look for, you know, for safety features so that you know that you can get out of that car if it's upside down or on fire or anything, man?
Yeah. So I'll tell you when it really hit home for me, like. I was going into Texas. I was at Texas Motor Speedway in a truck, and right in the middle of the apex, my power steering went out, and the truck started shooting straight towards the wall, and then my power steering came back. Ooh. And then it went out again, and then it came back. So I was fighting it working and not working, and that was the scariest thing I've ever done in my entire life.
Wow.
And so, like, if you're pointing at a wall at 180 miles an hour and you're trying to save it. So after that point, I really went back and, you know, itemized every single process of really paying attention to what do I do in each scenario? What do I do with this? You know, how to communicate and really going over the nuts and bolts of the seat being put in, you know, making sure those nuts were, but the bolts were put in with the right bolts. Every little thing counts. I was at Gateway Speedway. I had a mechanical issue going down the front straightaway, and there was 2 trucks coming up fast, real fast behind me. The back truck was Ray Black Jr. They were running really hard. Ray pulls out the pass. He didn't see me slow, and he weaved at the last possible second and just missed slamming in the back of me at full speed. Like, that could have been really horrific.
Wow.
So it's everything from, like, the processes that I have, all the safety, making sure all of the equipment that I have is top-notch. Because did you see the Indy race this weekend, or did you watch the Indy 500?
Of course.
Oh, dude. When he's left, when that wheel fell off?
Yes.
That could have been, like, that could have been fatal. Like, it didn't look like it could have been fatal, but his wheel fell off. If he hooked right, like, a second later, that car would have slammed into him full speed at 230 miles an hour. Like, that was, like, the luckiest thing ever.
Yeah, I mean, Connor Daly was definitely lucky, and I was immediately thinking about the windscreen and everything on that. But, I mean, what's an interesting situation with you is now with Riga Motorsports, yourself as the team owner and the driver. So you probably got a really keen sense of that safety. But tell us a little bit about where you're at these days, man.
Yeah, so we've done a complete restructure of Riga Motorsports. It's we really took the downtime to build a really strong and new foundation for Riga Motorsports, so we can do things correctly, powerful, and really solid right now. I just got my NASCAR license in the mail yesterday for the 2021 season, so we're looking to make some races this year.
Awesome, awesome. Hey, I got to ask you this, man. Do you ever use that for any special things? You know, show your license, you know, maybe get some free drinks or
right,
you know, get
when someone asks me for my ID, dude. All the time, dude. I can't help myself. Like, when I rent a car, the rental agents are pretty unpredictable about it. Like, I can't help myself. So half the time, they really flip out. They're like, you're a NASCAR driver. This guy's going to destroy, wreck, and beat the crap out of our rental car. And, like, the other time, they're like, all right, this guy knows what he's doing. He's good. He won't wreck it. Perfect customer.
So, well, and of course, Days of Thunder. I mean, that's why everybody thinks, you know, you can take out, just absolutely destroy that car. Hey, I mean, Spencer, you'll ask a question. I mean, that's your movie, bro. I mean, did you ever get a rental car and you do something like that?
You know, I haven't personally, but I've heard some really good stories from a lot of people that have done that. Tempting at times, and I know, Tommy, you've probably been there too. Hey, Tommy, what was your history in racing? What was your upbringing? What did you get started in?
Well, you know, real quickly, I know we don't have a lot of time, but I was born and raised in a horsepower family. You know, hot rod in the garage, fast boat in the garage, and drag racing on the street in high school, and then started racing at the half mile at Altamont Speedway before it closed down. Mm-hmm. And my dad bought me and my brother a car, a late model, and we didn't really run too well, but it was really some of the best times, you know, with the family stuff, having fun. And then in 2008, I just made the commitment. I said, you know, I want to race for a living, and that's just what it's going to be. It's either going to be good or it's going to be bad, but that's what I am. And so it took me a couple years to get the ball rolling. I started selling sponsorship in 2011. I made a bunch of K&N, NASCAR K&N races in 12. And then I negotiated that TV show with Discovery, and I put it together, and I had my own TV show run a full season on Discovery in 14. And then in 15, I ran a bunch of truck races, and then 16, and then I finally made my first cup race in 2017, and that was like 9 years. Just
wow.
Every single day, walking out the front door saying, I'm doing this, I'm doing this, I'm doing this. And so, you know, then I ran the truck race and stuff in Las Vegas in 18, then the pandemic hit.
Yeah.
But, you know, really, I took this downtime to, I went back to the PMI Institute and learned project management, and I finished that. And I put together a really nice team. I've been working with NASCAR, and I have a lot of support from the business of NASCAR, from the sales side over there, from the structuring. They want to help me grow. They told me they want me to grow, and they're helping me with the past. So that's like really cool for me. I have a couple teams that have reached out to me. Richard Childress himself called me not too long ago, and
that's a good call to get.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. And you know, he, you know, run, not necessarily drive for him, but start. You know, I got a lot of street credit to build. You know, this is, street credit's a real thing,
right?
But I'm here, and I know if I work it correctly, that I will, you know, finish continuing climbing the ladder. But if I could lease or get some good equipment from RCR to have a fighting chance, that's always good. Some of the Ford people have reached out to me and want me to run Ford. I don't know who I'm going to run. Who do you think is going to be? Who do you think is going to be going trending to be really good next year and over the next couple of years?
Well, I think, you know, you've got to look at Chevrolet. I mean, has been doing fantastic. A lot of good teams. Toyota is doing fantastic in the trucks, especially. But that is such a domination, you know, with the RGR teams. Ford is always strong as well. If I had a crystal ball, bro, I'd be running a team just like you. I don't have one, but I think the way you got to evaluate that is, you know, what is the team support you get? What is the alliance? The alliance is everything, and as you know, it's all about bucks, and so the bucks are going to make a difference. But you've developed relationships in your career, have driven, you know, for different manufacturers. Who answered your phone call? Who returned your text?
You know, Ford. I haven't reached out to Toyota yet. But, you know, obviously I have options to go with Ford. I have options to go with Chevy and get some support from them. And I want to hear from the listeners too.
Yeah.
I do. Like, I these are big decisions that I have. And if you make the wrong one, I mean, you can get sucked into a manufacturer and it's hard to get out.
Yep.
And change it. You can't just bounce around every other race. But what teams, I'll tell you what my main question is. If I have to buy equipment from, you know, Toyota or Chevy or Ford to run my races, who is literally going to give me, you know, the most support? Right? And
right.
Like you said, but as far as there's more to it than that because it's manufacturer too. So
right.
Some shock, some setup, some this, you know, there's a lot to it. And then who's going to be trending to win?
Right.
You know, like, sometimes, like you said, Toyota's dominant, but it might not be. Ford has been leasing out, the Roush Yates motors have been leasing out their stuff to Stuart Haas and other teams, and they've been doing really well.
Right.
I don't have the answer. And I've been asked like by 10 different people, who are you going to run for? And I'm just like, I don't know. Like, I hear a Mustang on the street and I go, oh, that sounds awesome. And then I see the new Vette and I hear a new Corvette or a Camaro come out.
Right.
And it just rips, and it's just like, I like them, you know.
Well, here's,
I wish I had the answer for you.
Here's a chance for the listeners to get involved. And so go to social media, NM Motorsports Report on Facebook. As a matter of fact, we're on there live right now. Just type into the comments line who you think you should go with. You don't even need to give us a reason.
Put why, too.
Okay.
Because, I mean, I'll read them. I'm telling you, I'll look at them all. It's what I do all day. Is we've got some time to do this. So if you write stuff in there, I'll read it and I'll respond.
All right. Well, you heard it. You could be involved in the creation of a team. So, you know, I mean, a little bit of ownership there, at least by the ability to type. Right? So as a matter of fact, if they want to drop some cash to you, they could go ahead and leave that too, right?
Oh, absolutely. and then, you know, we'll bring it to the race. And, you know, per COVID responsive, I think, you know, NASCAR is opening up. We were really, you know, I'd like to bring people to the race and have come to the Regan Motorsports party and stuff like that. So to finish answering your question, David, you know, where are we at today? Like, we have a solid program put together. I have like I have an in-house strategist. We have in-house social team. We have an in-house sales team that is just a group of like really smart, incredibly hardworking salespeople putting some sponsorship deals together right now. We have a couple of deals on the table, and we're looking to negotiate them up and get some contracts signed. But between our strategist, in-house sales team, our media team, we can offer value to our sponsors and produce a great return on their investment on many different ways, not just an opinion, hey, was this good or not? We can track data, we can monitor data, and we can give them a case study back saying, hey, look, on paper, this is how we grew your business.
How do people reach out? How do people get that information?
Go to my website, ReganMotorsports.com, R-E-G-A-N, Motorsports.com, or TommyRegan.com, TommyRegan.com.
That's fantastic. Hey, man, thank you for giving us a few minutes. Never enough time, but you killed it, bro. So thank you so much, man, and we'll catch you down the road.
Yeah, what races are you going to next? Maybe we can meet up. Email me.
Well, absolutely. We'll send you that. Definitely, Phoenix is an easy drive. Vegas is an easy drive for us, but we'll definitely see you at a track again soon.
All right. Thanks, Dave. Hey, thanks, listeners. Look forward to catching up with you guys at the racetrack.
Awesome. Thank you. That's Tommy Regan. You can check it out. I mean, good guy. Just trying to stay alive.
Yep.
Exactly.
It's a grind.
We talk about that all the time. I mean, not everybody is born with all the talent and the money at the same time. So sometimes you gotta flex one or the other. But we got a whole lot more coming up on the other side. As a matter of fact, we're going to talk a little bit about what we thought of all the winners over the Memorial Day weekend. You've been listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio.
101.7, The Team.
Albuquerque, this is Joey Logano, driver of number 22 Shell Penzo Ford, and you're listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report with David Slope on ESPN Radio Albuquerque 1017, The Team.
Here we are at American Home Furniture Outlet and Clearance Center for the big Memorial Day Savings Event finale.
Hold on, I gotta put my sunglasses on.
We're going inside for the Memorial Day Savings Event. Why do you need your sunglasses?
Hello, the deals are sizzling throughout the store, so I better protect my eyes.
I know exactly what this is about. You don't want people to see you cry out of happiness for the savings we're getting.
Maybe, but the event ends Sunday, so we've got to hurry to get up to 30% off.
And they're still giving an additional 5% off for military and first responders.
Plus, crazy deals like dining sets starting at $290.
They have the Liberty Mattress Plush that was $1,199, now just $499.
And remember, they got the largest in-stock selection of reclining furniture, upholstered, and custom furniture in the state, and free front door delivery.
Also, up to 60 months to pay at zero APR with qualifying purchase. See store for details.
All right, got your sunscreen on?
Oh, yeah.
Then let's go.
The Memorial Day Savings Event ends Sunday at American Home Furniture Outlet and Clearance Center, I-25 and Comanche.
The All Out Call Out is back. The Albuquerque Dragway will host the All Out Call Out presented by Yearwood Performance on Saturday, June 19th. Thrilling side-by-side, heads-up, call-out style. True street cars drag racing with special guests. Race classes include Slowpoke, Street Fighter, Big Boys, Heavy Hitters, and my favorite, Let It Eat. Classes are sold out. The 2021 season is really heating up. And the All Out Call Out presented by Yearwood Performance is a don't miss. ABQDragway.com.
Dear Freedom, Toyota hybrids say let's go faster and further with 10 hybrid models to choose from and tons of top tech. The elegant Venza leads the pack, slicing through curves with style. RAV4 hybrid's got plenty of room for your gear. And you can drive big and ride strong with the spacious Sienna. Summer adventure starts here, so let's go places. Toyota hybrids.
Visit your Albuquerque Santa Fe Toyota dealer today. Toyota, let's go places.
What do you think of when you think of the Salvation Army? A red kettle, a soup kitchen, or a thrift store? The Salvation Army is all of those things, but it's so much more. For those overwhelmed by disaster, the Salvation Army is the first sign of hope and the last to leave. It's a second chance for those in the grip of addiction, homelessness, and poverty, and a first chance for children who would otherwise have none. The Salvation Army is your generosity put into action for the good of the people who need it most. Visit SalvationArmyUSA.org and see how, thanks to your donations, the Salvation Army is doing the most good.
To reach the Salvation Army in Albuquerque, please call 881-4292 or visit SalvationArmyAlbuquerque.org.
Hi, this is Al Unser, four-time winner of the Indy 500. You've been listening to David Swope of the New Mexico Motorsport Report on ESPN Radio 1017, The Team.
The pit stop is over. Let's return to the New Mexico Motorsports Report on Facebook and at nmmotorsportsreport.com. Now, back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Yearwood Performance, Albuquerque Dragway, the Unser Racing Museum, and Swope Real Estate. Here is David.
All right, welcome back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. And you're thinking about getting your car back out to the track. Of course, shouldn't be racing it on the street, but you want to get back on the track because, I mean, you can go to a dealership now and you can buy, you know, a car off the rack, you know, 600, 700 horsepower, basically a street race car ready to go. But you bring it up to this elevation, you know, you have to do some changing in the tuning and
you're,
stuff
you're
like
gonna
that.
You're going to have to go visit our friends at Yearwood.
Well, that was exactly the, I was heading on the read, bro. And so, of course, we're talking about Yearwood Performance since 1968, your home for Go Fast Parts, giving you the edge you need on the track and on the street. And I tell you, the knowledge is the most important thing because, you know, we had him on, you know, do we had Jim on the show the other day, knows his stuff, talking about some of the products that he hasn't been able to get that are back into stock. And literally, when I talk about a wall full of carburetors, there is a wall full of carburetors and manifolds and everything else you need to get the stuff done. And then, you know, Ted's been there longer than Jim's been there. Been to Yearwood. I think he's approaching 20 years, you know, and he still looks about 40.
I'm right.
He looked a little tired the other night. But
they have everything over there at Yearwood.
Absolutely.
I mean, we were looking at their Sniper fuel injection.
Exactly.
Their nice Holley Sniper fuel injection. I mean, just anything you can imagine that you need for Go Fast Parts
right.
is right here at Yearwood Performance up on Eubank.
Well, and we all know you go online, right, and it's a bunch of BS. It's a bunch of, you know, dudes that don't know what they're talking about. But you go, I mean, you know, Jim uses it himself, you know, employees there, they've actually used it, which means that you learn from all the things they did wrong. And that's where the real value is. But check it out, yearwoodperformance.com. And, man, I don't know what was a bigger story over the weekend, right? Helio Castroneves, you know, winning the Indy 500 and, of course, joining that elite four-timers club. Now there's four in the four-timers club. And I've asked Al Sr. before whether he thought somebody else would join. And his answer has been pretty much, I don't know if anybody can do it with the level of competition. Helio Castroneves gets that done. So I'm going to contrast this because this is how big this is. You go to NASCAR at Coke 600. You got a guy, second place, gets it done. Not only gets it done, but now Hendrick Motorsports is the reigning champion in victories. And they get it done in the number five, which started the whole thing for them. So I don't know how we can decide which was a bigger victory. Am I going to go to you and you're going to go to the NASCAR finish? What, you know, I'm trying to figure out which way you're going to go on this one, dude.
You know, forget Wendy's. The real 4-for-4 deal was Helio Castroneves on Sunday afternoon. So cool to see him get that done and be in a class of the elites over at IndyCar.
Right.
So much history. I don't have to go into explanation on the history of the Indianapolis Motor Speedway.
Right.
Everybody understands what's at stake there. Everybody knows that is the pinnacle of motorsports here in America. For Helio Castroneves to do that for the fourth time, such an amazing victory. You obviously saw how excited he was on the TV. I think they had to extend another 30 minutes in the TV window just for the celebration. So I'm going to have to lean towards that as being the victory of the weekend. Not to take anything away from Kyle Larson, what he was able to do over at Charlotte Motor Speedway. Of course, the Coca-Cola 600, the longest race in the series for the year here in NASCAR. But Helio Castroneves, tip of the cap to him. Very, very good job.
So if we're going to talk a little bit about, you know, contrast as well, because, of course, I'm going to go with the old guy, you know. I mean, now, of course, we all know, I am a card-carrying Kyle Larson fan. As a matter of fact, I want Kyle Larson in the Indy 500. I mean, that's, you know, I mean,
I don't think that's that far out either.
Well, I mean, I think we're going to get Jimmy Johnson next year in the Indy 500. But let's talk about contrast. IndyCar, the future of IndyCar is strong, okay? You had all of those rookies, you know, or younger drivers, let's say, running up front, Pillow, you know, now leading the points. I mean, absolutely phenomenal. But no one, well, I guess other than A.J. Foyt, but let's talk about some of the other four-time winners, right, that won their fourth championship. Who are they driving for? Penske, okay?
Yep.
Who did Helio Castroneves drive for forever? Penske.
Penske.
Who did he win the fourth one with? Meyer Shank.
Yeah.
I mean, we, you know, in all of the vastness of all of these stories, that, to me, is the big story. Meyer Shank.
I agree. Yeah. I think that's something that a lot of people might have overlooked, including myself, you know. It's so cool to see him be able to take all of the lessons that he's learned through his career.
Because he's
been in the sport a long time. Let's not sugarcoat that.
He
is one of the older generation drivers.
Right.
Takes all of that knowledge, all of the little fine skills that he's picked up over the years, gets it done for another race team over at the Indianapolis 500. I can't stress enough how big of a victory this was and how cool it was to see him pull into victory lane and get to drink that milk.
It was like a child. It was awesome. All right, for those of you that wanted to hear us talk about NASCAR and the Coke 600, we're going to do that on the other side. You've been listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio,
101.7, The Team.
Hey Albuquerque, this is Denny Hamlin driving the number 11 FedEx Express Toyota with Joe Gibbs Racing. You are listening to New Mexico Motorsports Report on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team.
Team Talk on 101.7 The Team.
I think it would be impossible to do any kind of a lifetime ban on any fan, because what are you going to do? Have a big poster of his picture or his or her picture right there at every single gate? The thing this reminded me of is David Portnoy with Barstool Sports. He was banned by the NFL from going to the Super Bowl, and somehow he got spotted there and they dragged him out and he got so much publicity
team
out of it.
Team Talk, weekdays at 4 on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team.
We are all looking for significance, and we all want to make our life matter. We want to be a part of something bigger than ourselves and change the lives of those around us. What better way to do that than to join us for life-changing services at Legacy Church? At Legacy Church, we're giving back to the community and bringing hope to those in need. We invite you to join us at Legacy Church. With 4 locations to choose from, there is a campus near you. Visit legacychurch.com for service times.
Look up.
So you just had your eyes examined and need glasses that you can be proud to wear. Bring your prescription and walk right into Casey Optical 2, conveniently located at Moon and Manal, and talk with our friendly, experienced staff. No lines, no waiting. We do same-day glasses and can offer you better products that beat big box store pricing hands down. Because ask Casey Optical 2 about our same-day glasses. No fooling, same-day glasses. Call 219-3113. Casey Optical 2 offers the best in optical technology. Plus, we have an in-house laboratory for faster and specialized services. Casey Optical stores are the longest-standing, independent, and locally owned optical shops in Albuquerque, providing superior service and premium products at a price you will love.
Eyes like us.
Moon and Manal, Casey Optical 2.
Operation Unload Inventory Overload, now at Reliable Nissan.
Too much pre-owned inventory. It must go.
Sammy's been buying them and he's been trading for them. And Dominic says, whoa.
Sell them now.
Cars, trucks, SUVs, imports, domestic.
Any under 10,000.
Even more under 15. Vehicles for every want, need, and budget.
No price leaders or gimmicks. These all must go.
Your opportunity to save.
It's the Operation Unload Inventory Overload sales event
at Reliable Nissan, across from the Cottonwood Mall.
We are reliable.
Listen to that 290 horsepower iVTEC V6 engine. That's a double wishbone front suspension. But nah, that's not our supercar. That's the all-new three-row Acura MDX. It's only natural to confuse the fully redesigned MDX with the NSX, because they share more in common than you think. It's a premium three-row SUV with supercar DNA. Acura. Less talk, more drive.
Hi, this is Martin Truex Jr. You're listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report on ESPN Albuquerque 101.7, The Team.
The pit stop is over. Let's return to the New Mexico Motorsports Report on Facebook and at nmmotorsportsreport.com. Now, back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Yearwood Performance, Albuquerque Dragway, the Unser Racing Museum, and Swope Real Estate. Here is David.
All right, welcome back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. Make sure you stay tuned after this for Mike Adams 2.0. And coming up at 10 o'clock, special edition, two-hour of Team Talk. Joe O'Neill's coming in. Gotta wonder. Gotta be some announcements. Because he's not on the golf course today, so it's gotta be big.
It's gotta be a big show.
Yeah, it's gonna
That's what I'm thinking. A big
show. Alright, so I'm gonna go through a couple of things that are on the calendar today before we talk a little bit about the Coke 600. Of course, Aliens racing tonight. Votto Speedway, of course, also racing this evening. A couple of car shows going on. You got the 22nd annual Classic Car Show out in Red River. You also got one at Pecos River Park in Carlsbad.
Every river.
Yeah, every river in town. It's called Cruise to the Beach. Now, believe it or not, that is a pretty cool park down there, and there is some beach.
There is. I've actually been there.
Yeah.
With Cody Dons.
Oh,
so,
well, are you
can
sure
imagine.
Do you remember anything about it then?
We were younger, so yeah.
Okay.
I remember that one.
It must have been much younger. So also going on in cruises, you've got the Gold Star Memorial Car Show, the Albuquerque Dukes ACA Car Show fundraiser is going on today up on Eubank. You could go check that out. Suicide Awareness, second annual, Break the Silence Car and Bark Show, sounds like something Clarks would do, Farmington, New Mexico, but a lot of cool stuff.
Up by the San Juan River.
Up by the San Juan, that's right. Just go to a river and you see a bunch of cars. Is that basically what we're going with?
I think so, yeah.
All right, so let's talk a little Coke 600, man, because, Dominant, and I don't want to get missed. I mean, Coda with the rain, you could almost kind of throw that out a little bit, you know, because an outlier. But go back to Dover, 1234 HMS. At Coke 600, 1235.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how would you like to be Alex Bowman, finish fifth in the Coke 600, and be the fourth highest finisher on your own team? I mean, some way.
Well, Dave, I would love to be Alex Bowman.
Okay, all right.
Now,
well,
so that, come on, dude.
So my apologies there. But
now, I see what you're going for, though.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they're dominant. Why? It depends on who you ask, I think, right now.
Okay, well, I'm going to ask you.
I think that it's a classic case of some teams, you know, they might be able to have some sort of advantages that other teams don't, whether that's in the aero department or engine department. I've been hearing a few mixed little things here and there, nothing concrete. But
do tell.
I think that the Chevrolets, if you look at the Chevrolets, look at those teams, their performance last year versus this year. Look at RCR.
Yep.
Big difference.
Yep.
The only one that I'm not seeing is Ganassi. Where is Ganassi right now?
Right.
Of course, we heard some news this week with Hendrick apologizing to Ganassi and their employees and drivers because they took blame for the engine failures this last weekend at the Coke 600.
Wow.
So, I mean, without going into too much detail, because I don't know every single detail that there is in there, I would just take a really close look at all those Chevrolet teams right now and notice how dominant they are. Obviously, it's legal. They're getting through tech. But there's definitely a distinct advantage, I think, this year when you look at Chevrolet.
Well, I guess you could say where there's smoke, there's fire, mm-hmm. right? And it is a level of dominance when, you know, I don't know if you play, you know, Clint Boyer's, you know, win my money thing. But I guess six.
Or media, Dave. We can't do that.
Oh, okay. Well, I use it under a code name. I still get it wrong. So, I mean, it doesn't matter. Maybe I know too much. But there was seven Chevrolets in stage two in the top 10. So I
guessed eight.
I think you're on. You guessed eight. Well, I actually guessed six. So I missed it as well. But you look at the point standings though, and it's a different story. I mean, Truex has got three victories, and the king of all point getting is Denny Hamlin with 633. I mean, he's ahead by, you know, a good 100.
And we go into Sonoma this weekend too. Another right. road course. But, you know, you look at past years, we see Martin Truex pretty dominant at Sonoma. Right. You see the Hendrick dominance right now. Obviously, everybody knows how good Chase Elliott is.
Right.
Who do you give the edge to this weekend?
Well, I mean, you know, you asked me that, you know, as a couch potato, and I'm leaning towards Martin Truex because, you know, he can protect equipment. He can take care of equipment. I mean, it, like Scott Dixon in IndyCar, he can stretch fuel mileage as well. He protects his tires. That comes from a racing family. That comes from the guy that has to buy the stuff, you know, and I know you drive that way as well. I mean, you protect your equipment as well. We got a whole season to run, and I think that's how they see it. I think that's exactly how Denny Hamlin sees it as well. I mean, you know, because the person who ends the season with points, you know, the points lead, even if they haven't won, they qualify. So we could have 16 drivers and somebody fall out, and, you know, it would be unlikely that we're going to go a whole season. Oh, wait a minute. Just 2 years ago, Denny Hamlin went a whole season without a victory, right? You know, so, I mean, it can go any way. There's a lot of other drivers. You know, I mean, Ryan Blaney's, of course, won a road course race. Now, we also know who was leading that race before contact with Jimmy Johnson, right? Okay,
yep.
So there's a lot of people there. I mean, you know, Joey Logano won a dirt race, you know, so... You know, everybody's in the mix, which is what's so exciting about this. And then you look at, you know, as far as 15th and 16th in points, these guys, both Tyler Reddick and Chris Buescher, you know, can win on a road course.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty exciting race. Plus, you know, there's wine like 3 minutes from the track. So
they bring it to the track if you get to victory lane.
Well, there you go. I guess we need to go get some sponsorship. So we can get you out there. My time is past. But, you know, we get out there and get some wine. Might be cheaper to just buy it.
It would definitely be a little bit cheaper just to buy it. But, man, it's a heck of a lot more fun if you're racing it.
Awesome. Yeah, so I hope you all schedule some time. Spend some time with your family, your friends this weekend. Enjoy some racing. There's going to be some good stuff. Formula One's going to be running this weekend. So that'll be interesting to see because it seems like everybody's crashing cars and qualifying. So so it's going to be interesting to tune in tomorrow and check that out. But next Saturday, tune again. We'll have a completely new show.
All-Star Weekend.
There you go. So we're going to have to explain that. You know,
that's a whole show. We're just going to have to dive into that one next week.
That's just a mess. But, hey, thank you for listening. You know, tell your friends and family about the New Mexico Motorsports Report and tune in every Saturday here on ESPN Radio.
101.7, The Team.
ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team with David Swope, the fastest radio host in the West.
Thank you for listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Your Wood Performance, Albuquerque Dragway, the Unser Racing Museum, and Swope Real Estate, here on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. Join us daily at nmmotorsportsreport.com and become part of the community. Tune in next week, where your host David Swope will be talking about events happening around the state and on the national scene, whether it's got two wheels or four wheels, pavement and off-road racing, or park and shine. If you are into it, we are into it.
Hi, this is UNM football coach Danny Gonzalez. You're listening to ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team.
KQTM FM, Rio Rancho, Albuquerque.